To Pakistan now, where the changing of the seasons in that country will be grim for millions of people whose world was devastated in the floods last summer. Reporter Jill McGivering from our partner the BBC has just returned from a place facing a winter without shelter and a bitterness over how the government has left them vulnerable.
Here in southern Punjab, blankets are not very effective at warming up this angry crowd.
They are standing at here since 9 o'clock in the morning, but now at 5 o'clock they are still standing at here. They will get nothing and they will go home. They are hungry also. I am at here for these people. They are my neighbors. Look at that old lady. Why she is at here? Her anger can do nothing for her.
Nothing is quite literally the home of this old lady. No shelter or tent, she says. Her children are shivering and starting to become ill. Her story feeds the rumors that goods are not being given to the people who need them. They say officials are keeping them for themselves.
So the BBC's reporter Jill McGivering tried to seek out the man in charge of handing out those blankets.
Well, we got inside the main office. Everyone's pushing and shoving. And we're just trying to find an official and see if there can be some order. The situation is very chaotic. As we were coming in, I gather that the man who's in charge of giving out the blankets slipped out in all the chaos. But what we're left with is a big crowd of very angry people, all of them saying that they think the blankets are going to the wrong people, to officials and cronies, and not to people who need them.
Wow, not surprisingly, the man in charge never materialized, not interested in speaking to the BBC.
Officially, the Pakistani government says it's trying to help. It rolled out a cash compensation scheme. Flood-affected families can apply for a special bank card and then use it to withdraw money. But here, too, there's a problem. And it's summed up in three words. Actually, summed up in one word, repeated three times.
Corruption, corruption, corruption.
Corruption. Locals say corruption is why they're not getting their promised cash. And their supposed cash cards? Well, they show Jill McGivering that the money isn't there when they try to withdraw it or has already been withdrawn mysteriously by others.
They're saying all the executive offices working in this area is not catching the thief.
The man who was very angry, who was talking about corruption, has pushed forward with some papers to show us.
What happened was, this is a mini statement of the ATM card.
So the money goes into the account, but a couple of weeks later, it mysteriously disappears. It sounds like a complete shambles.
This has come up just now. This is the latest sort of corruption.
All of this frustrates Pakistani Interior Minister Rehman Malik, who Jill McGivering finally got to respond to the charges of government mismanagement.
Seeing corruption, corruption, corruption is easy. The corruption is not by the government. This is dishonesty on the part of the people.
My sense of the mood when I've been out and about is one of raw anger and blaming the government.
When they have lost their houses, they have lost their belongings, and they are standing under the sky, do you think they will be dancing there? No, they would be complaining.
You don't think the anger is linked to your performance?
No, it's not.
Pakistanis who's lost their homes are clearly angry, much of that anger directed at officials and at the government that seems distant and dysfunctional. Winter, though, is now approaching. And for many millions, the struggle for basic shelter is a primary concern.
And did you hear what the Interior Minister said? It's dishonesty on the part of the people to be angry at the government.
Yeah.
Months after the floods, no place to return, no place for the family to visit. In southern Punjab, only the lucky dare look forward to the prospect of somewhere that you and I would ever consider calling home.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.